Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon, the Chic Entrepreneur, and we are talking about women that are succeeding with style, their own personal style. I have two fantastic guests in the studio with me today, so you are in for a real treat. Thanks so much for tuning in. First, I have Lisa Owen, who is the president and a benefit specialist for Core Benefit Solutions. And I also have with me Gina Ragsdale, founder and president of Southern Demolition and Environmental. Lisa, let's get started with you. Now, you are the president of Core Benefit Solution and the founding partner as well. Now, the company is a benefits brokerage firm specializing in health benefits planning for corporations and individuals. Tell me a little bit more about your company.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, we incorporated about 3 years ago. I have 15 years of experience in the employee benefits market. We specialize in working with corporations anywhere from 2 employees to 1,000 employees, setting up benefit programs. When I say benefit programs, that encompasses medical, dental, disability, life, long-term care, retirement, and then it expands into workers' compensation and liability, et cetera. So we, like I said, we've been in business for 3 years. The market is evolving as we speak. As many of you know, the health care reform law passed March of this year. So we'll be getting into that, I think, more in the additional part of the show.
Right. That obviously will have a lot of effect on how your business changes and how you continue to serve your customers. So tell me a little bit about your background. You have a degree in risk management, right?
Correct.
And what made you decide to start your own company?
Well, I don't know how many people are familiar with one of the reasons. How many people are familiar with personality tests? And when you look at a business personality test, and we specifically use what's called the DISC, D-I-S-C, and you look at my personality test that I have taken a couple of times, I actually come up as an entrepreneur, and it's funny because I took it 10 years ago and I took it today, and I thought, well, maybe it's changed a little bit. My life has changed somewhat, and it's exactly the same. Even though your life experience, you just are who you are. And I was a partner of the previous firm I was with, and it ended up that, you know, I felt like I just wanted to be that entrepreneur, spread my wings, and it's been a good decision.
That's fantastic. Well, most of our guests here on the Chic Perspective Show are thrilled with their decision to decide to be an entrepreneur, but we all know it comes with a lot of challenges as well. What are some of the things that you've learned along the way as you've built the business and continue to grow?
Yeah, great question. You know, and I continue to learn every day something new. But from a business perspective, you know, I think it's important, especially making sure you have trusted partners. And when I say partners, vendors, strategic partners, but specifically vendors, especially when it relates to technology, some areas that, you know, you want to focus and concentrate on your business, and you want to make sure that those that you're working with are doing what's best for your company and have your company's best interest in mind, whether it's technology or, you know, your office supply company, whomever you're working with, that you're working with trusted resources.
Absolutely. Not feeling like you're all on your own, but choosing the right partners to help you continue to evolve the company according to the plan. So let's talk a little bit more about the services that your company provides and why having benefits and a benefit specialist is so important.
Again, great question, because I think a lot of times, you know, people, when you think about your health insurance or your benefits, sometimes it's just overwhelming, not feeling like you understand it.
It gets more confusing by the day, it seems like.
Absolutely. And this is our focus, and we're there to help consult, with you on the best program based on your needs, whether it's pricing, whether it's, you know, what physicians are important to you or what benefits are important to you. And being a business owner, I also look at it from, we wear both hats, from the employer perspective and the employee perspective, because both are very important. One of the biggest issues I think we help is making sure the employer stays compliant. There are a lot of pieces that, you know, questions that need to be answered to make sure you're staying compliant with your plan, how you're communicating to the employees, and some of the loopholes that come up it only comes up when you experience it. And because we've been doing this so long, our firm has over 50 years of combined experience. Somebody's experienced something one way or another, and that we try to make sure and educate our clients on trying to avoid those loopholes.
That's big. It's really important to feel like you have experience on your side and you've chosen a partner that has been there and done it before and is going to be proactive in finding the right answers to the questions and making sure that you stay compliant. Absolutely. I want to know a little bit more about the process of working with a specialist or a broker. If a new customer is, you know, has come on your radar, somebody gives you a call, what's the process that you walk through with them?
We initially start with a benefit evaluation, which is understanding their goals and also understanding what they currently have in place, if there is a program currently in place. Of course, if it's a new business, they may be establishing a new program. But often we'll go through that evaluation process, which usually is a one-on-one meeting where it takes probably 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the size of the case. After that initial evaluation, we go through the process, what's called the request for proposal process, which allows us to go to the market, evaluate various options, provide a comparison, sit down with our client, make a recommendation through that evaluation process. And then after that, there is the implementation process of working with the carriers to go through the implementation, making sure it's communicated properly to the employees. So the whole process, a lot of times people try to wait till the last minute. We strongly encourage, depending on the size, if it's, I would say, 2 employees to 100 employees, you want about a 4-month jump start on the process. And people think, and it can be done in less time, but it's ideal. And then if it's over 100 employees, we say at a minimum, start the process 6 months prior to your renewal to give everybody ample time to evaluate properly.
Wow, that's good to know. So what makes Core Benefit Solutions different than some of the other providers out there? What makes your company unique?
I think we're very creative and in our approach to how we work with the employers on the employer side and how we work with the employees and the communication that we provide the employees, because we look at it as the more you communicate upfront properly, and the less, hopefully, issues and problems you're going to have after the fact. Because, like I said, it is very confusing, and we work very hard to make sure that, you know, everybody understands what they're purchasing. It's a big purchase. It's, you know, you're often covering your entire family, so it's important that you understand what benefits you have. And we are very creative, and we're extremely responsive. We understand that, you know, often the response time is key in our company to both our employers and the employees and helping them through the process.
That's excellent to know. And it sounds like communication and maintaining those client relationships is really important. And I know that's of tremendous value.
Absolutely.
Let's switch gears here and move over to Gina, because she is in a very different kind of business. Gina Ragsdale, the founder and president of Southern Demolition. Gina, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
So tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into this business.
Well, what's funny is I realized that Lisa is a risk management degree professional, and so am I, and we ended up in totally different places. But I do use my risk management degree almost every day in demolition.
So. I bet, right? A risky field in and of itself. That's very interesting. So we're seeing how your degree can end up taking you to a lot of different places.
That's right. I actually got my start because of kind of a competitive nature. I had an in-law tell me basically I could not do demolition without his help. I had an opportunity to demolish a house that was in our neighborhood that was cited by code enforcement. And I knew the neighbor, and they had just asked me, can you help me stay compliant with this order? And I decided to say that I could do it without his help. And I found out the process. I got equipment. I got an operator. I learned the process of getting the permit is half the battle of doing demolition. Hmm. And throughout the process, learned also that demolition has a lot of facets. There's erosion control. There is environmental remediation often prior to demolition. There is diversion of reusable products prior to demolition. And I totally got addicted and went and got more education, more certifications, became a licensed asbestos abatement contractor. And it really is something that I enjoy doing every day, and I will never regret the decision to kind of just go out and do it on my own and say that I can do it.
That's fantastic. And how great to know that, you know, the opportunity is there. When someone dares you, I bet you can't do it.
That's right.
It's a great feeling to step up and show them, hey, yes, I can. So tell me a little bit about the company and what you do for clients.
Well, initially, I did almost everything for our company. I would take the point of contact call, set up an inspection, set up an estimate. I now have a staff that helps me with marketing, billing, setting up vendors, database. There's so much back office, especially staying compliant with OSHA regulations and safety and the permit issues. I quickly had so much business, luckily, that I had to hire staff to help me. So initially I was doing it all, but now I get to do the part that I enjoy, which is meeting with the client, finding out what their needs are. There's a variety of clients. There's people that need structures and houses to be removed to be in compliance with codes. They've right. become obsolete, or they're dangerous, their liability. Then there's the new builder or the homeowner that wants to tear down a house to build a new one. There's government entities that I deal with in terms of removing a house from a right-of-way where they're going to build a new road. So now I get to focus on the part of the business that I like, and that's in the field. I like to put my boots on and go do the estimate and explain to the client the education, the whole picture, and really find out what their needs are. Similar to Lisa's company, I heard her talking, and I was like, you know, it's just finding out what does the client need and how can I best efficiently deliver a service and a product to that client. And I like that part. I like getting to know the client, and demolition doesn't have to be just taking things to a landfill. It can actually be fun.
And you've got sort of a lot of creative things that you do with some of the things you uncover in the demolition process. You've actually started another company, the deconstructed house, about some of the treasures that you found in the process.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
After about 3 years of doing demolition, I amassed quite a treasure trove of things that I would drag out of houses before they were demolished. It was just seemed very intuitive to me to not send a lot of this stuff to the landfill. And I myself, where I will send a crew in to literally unbuild a portion of that structure that is still, that I feel still has usability or marketability. And now I have so much stuff. I decided to open a retail outlet called The Deconstructed House. And there's just a large market for it. Some of the products, the hardwood flooring, the bricks, so many things can be reused, and they're made of such great materials that they should be reused. So, that has been a sister company that I've started to focus on.
So what made you decide? You said that, you know, it was the dare, the idea, I bet you can't do this. What are some of the things that you've learned along the way of building a company and taking it beyond just you and now having a team that handles all of the areas of the process?
Well, you realize that it's so important to identify good people to work with. And in contracting, you can use quality subcontractors, and you don't have to go with the lowest price. To deliver the best service, you often have to pay more for the best. And that's how I feel like I've developed a really good team of people that I work with, that I employ, and that I use as subcontractors. And you just start to realize that price isn't everything. And it does matter to use quality. And that's one of the things that I've really, you know, grown to appreciate.
Absolutely. I'm sure in seeing the whole process of the demolition, that really gets hit home. So, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about some of the trends that you're seeing in terms of benefits, and what are the things that employers need to be on the lookout for or be aware of in terms of changes?
Right. When I first started in the business almost 15 years ago, believe it or not, there was a such thing as in corporations, you're going to see increases each year, and there were such things as single-digit and even 0% increases. Or 0% each year, and unfortunately those days are no longer, as we know. But you're seeing trends. We're seeing probably, unfortunately, some of the higher increases I've seen in a long time. And what a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, is when certain benefits are mandated that you have to cover certain items, whether it's preventive services a certain way or mental health parity a certain way or whatever it may be, that does, it's not for free. And eventually that gets added into the cost of what we're paying in premiums. A lot of employers would like to see more flexibility to pick and choose, what may or may not be covered. But unfortunately, that's not the case, and we're moving more and more in the direction of mandated benefits. But, it is very important to work with brokers and trusted resources, whether it's your CPA or attorney, that really understand how this new law can affect you in tax-wise, benefit-wise, legally, to the implications that will affect your overall benefits program in various ways. And it doesn't just affect your benefits. It can, lead into, as I mentioned, the tax implications and making sure you stay compliant. So we're working really hard to figure out ways to help offset some of those increases for both the employer and the employee, and to do it while staying compliant.
What do you think needs to happen in terms of legislation or how these trends are moving in order to provide an environment that's really going to allow entrepreneurs to flourish and small businesses to continue to grow?
Right. Well, that's definitely a difficult question, and if I had a crystal ball, it's going in a direction that we've never experienced before, but at the same time, there are pieces of the law that are to individuals' advantages as well. There is going to be more access to care, and as we know, that's been an issue for a long time. But the other piece is the state as well will have some role in this process of, as this new law is introduced, which is a reminder that the primaries are tomorrow. So hopefully everybody will get out there and vote. We all struggle and often have our own opinions, but if we're not active and not being heard, especially by voting, that's one thing I would encourage us to do, and stay informed and work with advisors to stay informed so that we can continue to hopefully have an impact by making a difference in who we vote for and who we think supports our views.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of our main goals here on the show, is to elevate everyone's education on some of these important issues, and then to encourage more women business owners and women in general to take leadership roles in their community and in their business and start impacting these decisions. Gina, I know you have some feelings about some things that you'd like to see legislators do in terms of recycled materials and how what they would mandate in terms of disposing of materials. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, unfortunately, I feel like Georgia is a little far behind in the sense of compared to some of the other more progressive states, Oregon, Washington State, there are places in the country where you can't demolish usable materials and just throw them into the landfill. You have to do some diversion. You have to do some deconstruction So many elements can be reused and save so much of the virgin material that was used to create them, and then also, you know, divert them from filling up the landfills. There's so many applications. Drywall can be ground up and used as soil amendments. Bricks can be ground up and used on ball fields. Glass can be melted down and reused as glass. There's just so many products. Wood, unpainted wood, can be ground up and used as mulch. There's just so many applications, and so many other states are a little bit more progressive in mandating the diversion. One of the largest landfill items are asphalt shingles. And right now in Georgia, the DOT has permitted up to 5% of recycled asphalt shingles in a mix to create pavement, but it's not mandated. And if they allow it up to 5%, well, why can't they mandate it? And one little fact I have about asphalt shingles, there's approximately 11 million tons of asphalt shingles that end up in the landfill every year. And that's almost 8% of our total building related waste stream. And
oh my God,
when you start to think about how much is just disposed of, it starts to make you realize that we need to press legislators to look at this, and why are other states doing it and we are not even looking at it. And I just wish Georgia could be a little bit more progressive, but you know, that's another thing where you could use your vote to express.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, as you grow as a woman business leader, you know, you get more power to have a say and an impact and an influence. And I'm curious for both of you, I'm first of all so impressed with what you've done with your companies and your level of expertise and your level of passion about what you do. What's next? What's next for you in terms of growing your business and your strategy and your impact? Who wants to go first?
Gosh, the sky's the limit with demolition. I think deconstruction is going to be the new demolition. I think finding out new ways to use old materials for me is going to be a challenge. I think there's a lot of opportunities for thinking about what is currently landfilled and how can it be reused and reapplied. And just continuing to focus on my core business, which is helping people with problems of houses, structures. And my core business is the demolition, but the opportunity to think of other things is really limitless.
Awesome. All right, Lisa, how about you? Yeah. What's your big plan?
We have definitely looked into expanding our services and also just efficiency, staying on top of technology and how that can continue to make us more efficient. And to not only, you know, to help us internally and externally with our clients and help manage their accounts better, and making sure that, you know, we're doing what our core business, which is taking care of our clients. We're very fortunate with our client base, and we're very appreciative, and we want to stay focused on that. But at the same time, as this industry changes, we have to be able to structure our business to be able to adapt to that change and staying on top of the issues at hand and making sure that as we evolve, we also expand our services to eventually we're going to roll out more communication, ways to communicate to the employees, benefit communication pieces, and continue to expand what our current organization. But we do want to also stay focused on our core focus, which is to stay to make sure we're taking care of our clients and them and their employees are taken care of.
That's wonderful. Now, I want to make sure that everyone has your contact information. Core Benefits Solutions website is corebenefitsga.com. And for Southern Demolition, it is southerndemo.com. And those links will be posted on our website as well. Lisa, what has been the most rewarding part of being an entrepreneur that you found?
There is a lot of being able to be the decision maker. You know, when you feel strongly that something needs to change in order to better serve your clients or to better serve your employees. You can make that decision. There's not a lot of red tape to deal with. And so being able to make those decisions efficiently and quickly is definitely, I think, helpful to our clients and the employees as well, especially if something needs to be fixed. So that's definitely rewarding. And also, I think as a woman business owner, you know, you may feel it sometimes you may have challenges as being a woman, but I find that, you know, you can also use it to your advantage as well. We're very relational. And I think that, you know, being a woman business owner can, I don't focus on the disadvantages.
Neither do we here on the Chic Perspective Show. Absolutely. Using that as an asset to your strength. And I'm a big fan of being in charge as well. That's what I always wanted to be when I grew up. So being an entrepreneur fits the bill. Gina, how about you? What have you found to be the most rewarding part about being an entrepreneur?
Well, one of the most rewarding parts is having been in business for almost 4 years now, is having the referral business now. I've been in business long enough where I actually get referrals, and nothing is a better compliment than that referral business. And the other thing is just being in a traditionally male-dominated industry. You just get a high. You get to a job site, or you get to preview a job site, and you're talking with someone who doubts your abilities. They look at you like maybe you're the admin staff here, sent in lieu of, you know, the man in charge. And I always make sure I wear my boots and my lipstick, and I ask all the right questions. And when you start asking the right questions, they start to realize very quickly that I do know what I'm talking about, and I do understand what goes into the specifications that are called for that job. And very quickly, you do realize that people just want to hire people that understand the complexity of the job. And that's been rewarding to me, to be able to overcome some of those stigmas. And it's something I continue to kind of enjoy.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you're out there doing that, boots and lipstick and all. Ladies, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I like to ask all of my guests that come on the Chic Perspective Show to share a chic tip with our listeners, one key to your success. Lisa, let's have you go first. What's your chic tip today?
It's twofold, but I'll keep it as one. As I mentioned before, make sure you work with trusted partners and do what you say you are going to do, and that be responsive. So I think it's important.
Excellent. And Gina, how about your chic tip?
In addition to the boots and lipstick.
That's a classic.
I would say, just going back to how my company had its genesis, and don't let anyone say you can't do something, and then you just have to poke at that and say, why can't I? And yes, I can, and I know that's kind of in a can, but you can do it.
That's fantastic. So we are challenging all kinds of stigmas and norms and can'ts here today on the Chic Perspective Show, and encouraging everyone to go out there and dare to go after their dream and start their own business. Once again, it's been Lisa Owen, the president and benefits specialist for Core Benefit Solutions, and the website is corebenefitsga.com, and Gina Ragsdale, founder and president of Southern Demolition and Environmental, and you can find them at southerndemo.com and also thedeconstructedhouse.com. Thanks so much for tuning in for the Chic Perspective Show today. Make sure to check out more Chic Perspectives at businessradiox.com. And if you want to find out more about the Chic Entrepreneur, the book, and the Chic Circle, go to chicentrepreneur.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week. I'll see you in the Chic Circle.